This is the Composer's Datebook for November 22nd. I'm John Zeck. If you're a baby boomer, you probably remember exactly where you were and what you were doing on November 22nd, 1963, the day President John F. Kennedy was assassinated in Dallas. On that day, American composer Warren Benson was just beginning to work on a commission for a new work for wind band. Maybe the trauma of that day unleashed some creative power in Benson, but whatever the reason, the resulting music is both intense and moving. He titled his piece, "The Leaves Are Falling," a line from Rainer Maria Rilke's Autumn, a poem that evokes the sense of a passing season and a passing life. "The Leaves Are Falling" became Benson's best-known work and a landmark score in the wind band repertory. Born in 1924, Benson grew up in Detroit, studied at the University of Michigan, and landed a job playing timpani in the Detroit Symphony. He served as a professor of percussion and composition at Ithaca College, and from 1967 until 1993, he taught composition at the Eastman School in Rochester, New York. Benson said, "I write music for people. Family, friends, professionals, and amateurs alike. It is to give us pleasure that we collaborate, not without serious commitment, exposure, and risk, not without striving for genuine expression, new challenge, and fresh solutions worthy of the art." Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, with funds provided by the College Band Directors National Association, reminding you that all music was once new.